I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, SEPTA is moving ahead with its plans to install countdown clocks on platforms to tell riders how long it's going to be before the next train or trolley comes. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's something every subway rider wants to know, how long until the next train. A project is underway to put real-time countdown screens in SEPTA subway and trolley stations.
It's going to be a display where passengers are going to be able to stand at on the platform and see the time tick away until their train arrives.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush says the Broad Street Subway, the Market Frankfurt Line, and the trolleys run on three different signal and communications systems. SEPTA has hired the rail transport company Alstom to consolidate that information so that it can be pushed out to screens on the platforms. Bush says those screens should be going up on the Broad Street Line by November or so.
We do expect to start putting some equipment in place toward the end of this year.
Bush couldn't say precisely when, but he says the countdown clocks will be tested first on the Broad Street Line, with the L and trolleys next. He says the clocks should be running on all three lines by 2022. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio.